Chapter 2, Mishnah 1, Barishona, Kol Mishrotze, Lisroim, Esa Mizbach. Initially, you ever wished to do take the Trumas Adeshin, take the Ash, the Torim, they would let that Kohen do it. And the reason being that it was early in the morning, and whichever Kohen got up early, you know, and wanted to go do it, they let him do it. It wasn't, they didn't do the lottery system. We're going to come to later, for other avoiders, they used to do the lottery system. This Mansha and Merubin, if there were a lot of Kohanim, then Ratzin Bo'olin Bekevish. They said to him, okay, go run up to the top of the altar. Whoever gets there first, go run up the ramp, and whoever gets there first can do it. V'chol HaKodim Eschaber Ba'arba Amos Zaka, whoever got into the four Amos near the top of the ramp, that they would let that Kohen do it. The Ima Yushnaim Shavin, if two of them were equal, then they would change and they would go back to a lottery. Hamamuna Aimer Lahim, the temple officer would say to them, it's Biu, he would do a lottery with them. And this is how they used to do the lottery in the temple. All the Kohanim, now it wasn't just the two got to the top, they would now go back to all the Kohanim who were there. They make them stand in a circle. They take off the hat, the turban of one of the Kohanim. So there'd be one guy without a hat and all the rest had a hat on. And then they each had to put out a finger, right? And the temple officer would pick a number, a very high number, much higher than the number of Kohanim that were there. So he would say like 100 or 150. And then he would walk around and he would count their fingers. And the reason he counted their fingers is because you're not allowed to count people. He would count their fingers and he would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right, and he would count to 100, and whoever landed on, that's the coin who would get the. That's how they used to do the lottery in the temple. So the officer would say to them, put out a finger. Umaha and Moitzin, what would they put out? Achas or Shtam. They could put out their forefinger or two fingers like that together. If they couldn't put out one finger for whatever reason, they'd put out two fingers next to each other. Vain Moitzin are good old Bamigdash, but they would never stretch out a thumb because we were worried that if you put out a thumb, the coin might double count because he's walking around just counting fingers. So there's a finger and a thumb next to each other like that. We worry that the officer will count that as two and it's only one. So they weren't allowed to put out a thumb in the temple, but that's how they used to do the lottery, and they used to do it not only for this, but we'll see later they used to do it for other things as well in the temple.